I'm not much of a formulaic kind of person, but let's begin with a sort of a formula to keep the air clear about who is whom and when in The Doubt, directed by John Madden of Shakespeare and Love fame. Helen Mirren and Tom Wilkinson play middle-aged persons named Rachel Singer and Stefan Gold. Jessica Chastain and Martin Sokas play Rachel and Stepan in their mid-20s. Ciarán Hinds plays a middle-aged man called David Peretz, and Sam Worthington is David in his 20s. All six, or I should say all three, are Israeli Mossad secret agents in the 60s. Later, in the 90s, they're the same characters, looking back trying to work something out that went wrong during their mid-60s mission in East Berlin to kidnap and bring to Israeli public justice a very evil doctor. Kidnapping a devout Nazi working as an OBGYN under an assumed name in communist East Berlin presents problems for these three Jews, who, by the way, can kick butt big time when they have to. They're disciplined, well-trained, and full of passion to avenge what was done to Jews in the Second World War. The Nazi is called Dr. Bernhardt, as well as Dieter Vogel, played by Jesper Christensen. He's a fictitious character who, during World War II, would have had much truck with the good Dr. Josef Mengele. Time periods in the film are woven like a fine tapestry you'd find on a rich, luxurious antique chair. Metaphorically, the chair has spattered blood on it, and you'll not be able to rise from the chair till the debt has been paid, so to speak, or the film has run its course. Matthew Vaughn, the director of an earlier film called Kick-Ass, team-wrote The Debt with Jane Goldman and Peter Strawn. Vaughn and Goldman also co-wrote Kick-Ass. The Debt is well-structured, smart, and complex. Happily as well, the affecting writing also possesses a really swell element, effectively communicating the story's complexities, sometimes in a very visceral manner. It has the excellent addition of not telegraphing what you won't know or guess until seeing it. That's why I give you all this in what could be termed circumscribed language. With Thomas Newman's nearly sublime and effective score, you get a first-rate, non-silly, serious spy-surprise action thriller, especially so as sexual triangulating attraction later on begins mucking up the hearts and minds of the Mossad agents. This wrinkle brings it all down even closer to Rachel, Stefan, and David as they confront the wily physician and still later have to sort out what decisions to make in their personal and family lives and conduct that are connected to finding closure in their private and public associations with the creepy surgeon of Birkenau. Lies are to be reckoned with. What sticks out in The Debt is the back and forth between Mirren's Rachel and Chastain's Rachel. Both have features that look plausibly the same for a character stretched across decades that bridge the so well sewn together almost unrelenting action and suspense. Compared to the men, Mirren and Chastain carry a heavier load of the film, with unsurprising but astonishing aplomb. But there's one complaint with The Debt. It's the casting of principal male actors. Ciarán Hinds, who plays the older David role, looks more like the younger actor Martin Sokas, who plays the younger Stefan. Hinds less resembles Worthington, who plays young David. Personally, I had to keep reminding myself of that. That said, though, there's no one who doesn't do a superb turn. Jessica Chastain is evolving into a household name, appearing not long ago in The Tree of Life, and now in the current and quite successful box office attraction, The Help. I'd say Chastain shows qualities that have made Meryl Streep a lasting fixture in filmdom. Chastain is the only principal U.S. actor in The Debt. She's a Northern Californian, hailing from San Francisco and Sacramento environs. Long ago, Helen Mirren and Tom Wilkinson distinguished themselves as extraordinary, as has Ciarán Hinds, especially in There Will Be Blood. Sam Worthington is well known, too, being in the iconic blockbuster Avatar. Christensen, doing the notorious German doctor convinced of Jewish inferiority, makes skin crawl with his devotion to that absurd notion. He is such a good bad guy, the kind not unlike Hannibal Lecter, but missing the same appreciation Hannibal has shown for what makes a tasty meal. The guy with his voice owes you a debt of gratitude, should you read from his slew of other film reviews posted at TulsaTVMemories.com, or affixed to that more cinema-centric site known to the world as the International Movie Database, IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the kibbutz.